Friends, we are now going to see Chapter 15 of the Negotiable Instrument Act. This deals with maturity and payment. Maturity and payment of the negotiable instrument. A negotiable instrument is a check or a promissory note or a bill of exchange. It can be payable on demand or after a certain period of time. The maturity date of a promissory note or a bill of exchange is the date on which it falls due for payment. Jo samay diya gaya hai payment ke liye, the date becomes due for payment, that is the maturity date. So maturity date means the same as due date, the due date for making payment. We are not talking about acceptance here, we are not talking about endorsements, we are talking only about payment. So payment of the bill is related to the maturity date. If it is a demand instrument, it is payable immediately on demand. Jis din bhi paisa mangega, us din usko paisa dena hai. So it is payable at sight or on presentment. That means it is payable on demand. For instruments which are not payable on demand, the Act provides for 3 days of grace period. Wherever the instrument says, please pay 1 month after date, please pay 90 days after date, then the Act takes care of the payee's position, the Act takes care of the drawee's position and allows 3 days grace period. Ye jo 3 din ka grace period hai, this is, it was a practice in the olden days, dhande mein, कि मैं आकर आज आपको पैसे मांगती हूँ, आपके पास पैसा तैयार नहीं है, तो मैं कहती हूँ ओके ठीक है कल आती हूँ परसों आऊँ. सो आई अलाउ अ पीरियड ऑफ 3 डेज. तो ये जो ग्रेस पीरियड 3 दिन दिया जाता था एज अ प्रैक्टिस बिकेम लॉ इटसेल्फ. सो इट इज इंक्लूडेड इन द एक्ट इटसेल्फ. नाउ द एक्ट प्रोवाइड्स फॉर 3 डेज ऑफ ग्रेस पीरियड. तो ये 3 दिन के अंदर यदि वो पेमेंट मांगने के लिए आएगा तो फिर यू ट्रीट इट एज नॉर्मल ड्यू डेट. If the due date falls on 4th of December and the payment is not made on 4th of December, the payee cannot say ki bill is dishonored. He has to wait for 3 more days, 5, 6 and 7. So, 7 tarikh tak yadi payment nahi mila, to fir wo bolega ki bill is dishonored, it is not paid. So, you have to give a 3-day grace period, and this 3-day grace period is allowed only for time bills. It is not allowed for demand bills. For demand bills, there is no grace period. It is only for time bills where there are maturity dates involved. Checks are payable only on demand. So there is no question of grace period. Checks, jo hain, they are drawn on banks. They are always payable on demand. So there is no question of grace period for checks. Grace period comes into picture only for promissory notes and bill of exchange where they are payable after a certain period. Now, the Act also says that how do you calculate the maturity date? It says that if a promissory note or bill of exchange is made payable specified months after date or after sight, it becomes payable 3 days after the corresponding date in the month in which the payment is due. Suppose a bill is prepared on 10th of August. And it says 3 months after date. So the corresponding day, same 10th on in the month of November. You don't have to calculate ki 30 din ek mahine ka, to 30, 30, 30, 90 din. No, it is 3 months. So when you say month, it is calendar month, 10th August, 10th September, 10th October, 10th November. So 10th November is the due date, aur uske baad 3 din grace period, it will become 13th November due date. So the Act says that whenever months are mentioned in the bill of exchange or the promissory note, so many months after date, so many months after sight, then you go by the calendar month and the corresponding date in that month the payment will be due. If the month in which the instrument becomes payable does not have a corresponding date, then you take the last day of that month as the corresponding date. The bill is prepared on 30th January and it is payable 1 month after date. So it should be due on 30th फेब्रुवरी, बट फेब्रुवरी में 30 तारीख है ही नहीं, तो फेब्रुवरी में 28 दिन है, तो यू से इट इज पेबल ऑन 28 फेब्रुवरी, सो यू विल टेक इट एज द लास्ट डे ऑफ दैट मंथ. दैट मीन्स द लास्ट डे ऑफ मंथ इज फॉर फेब्रुवरी इट इज 28, लीप ईयर है तो 29, सो इट विल बी पेबल ओनली ऑन द लास्ट डे ऑफ दैट मंथ व्हेन देयर इज नो करस्पॉन्डिंग डेट. बिल इज डेटेड 31st August, 1 month आफ्टर डेट, दैट मीन्स 30th September. देर इज नो 31st September, इसीलिए 30th September विल बी द ड्यू डेट. The Act also says that if a promissory note or bill of exchange is made payable after a certain number of days after date or after sight, the maturity date is calculated by excluding the date of the instrument or the day on which the bill was given for acceptance or the day of sight. जहाँ पे bill पे लिखा है on the promissory note or bill of exchange, 45 days after date. द बिल इज डेटेड 1st of January, तो आप 1st of January से 45 डेज कैलकुलेट करेंगे, तो ये कैलकुलेट करते समय 1st January छोड़ देंगे. इफ द बिल इज डेटेड 6th of April, आप 6th April तारीख छोड़ेंगे और 7 तारीख से गिनना शुरू करेंगे, एंड देन यू विल गो टू द ड्यू डेट. सो द डे द इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज मेड और इफ इट इज आफ्टर साइट, द डे द इंस्ट्रूमेंट वॉज साइटेड वॉज प्रेजेंटेड, वो डेट छोड़ के फिर आगे आप डेट्स काउंट करेंगे. दिस इज सो यू नो देर आर सर्टन बिल्स वेर यू विल इंक्लूड द डेट ऑफ मेकिंग द डेट ऑफ पेमेंट. नो, ये गलत है. यहाँ पे एक्ट में स्पेसिफिकली लिखा हुआ है कि जो तारीख लिखा है बिल पे या जो तारीख को प्रेजेंट किया गया है, लीव दोज डेट, कैलकुलेट फ्रॉम द नेक्स्ट डे ऑनवर्ड्स. इफ अ बिल इज डेटेड 6th of August, वैलिड फॉर 1 डे, देन इट इज पेबल ऑन 7th August. आज बिल बनाया, आज के आज पेमेंट करो, तो इट इज वॉट इमीजिएट, दैट इज इंस्टेंट. वेन यू से इट इज वैलिड फॉर 1 डे, दैट मीन्स इट इज पेबल ऑन द नेक्स्ट डे, दैट इज 7th. सो यू गोइंग टू टेक 7th एज द डे एंड नॉट 6. सो इट सेज द मैच्योरिटी डेट इज कैलकुलेटेड बाय एक्सक्लूडिंग द डेट ऑफ द इंस्ट्रूमेंट और द डे ऑन विच द बिल वॉज गिवन फॉर एक्सेप्टेंस और द डे ऑफ द साइट, जिस दिन बिल देखा गया. सो फ्रॉम दैट डेट you calculate the number of days by leaving out that date. If the maturity date happens to be a Sunday or public holiday, the bill becomes payable on the preceding working day, not the next working day. It is payable on the previous working day. That is why, you know, this act is taking care of holidays and Sundays. I prepare a bill on my client and I tell him, you have to make payment to me 15 days from now. 15 डेज फ्रॉम टुडे, और मैंने बिल बना दिया. अब ये आज से 15 दिन के बाद जब ड्यू डेट कैलकुलेट करते हैं विद द ग्रेस पीरियड ऑफ कोर्स, इफ दैट ड्यू डेट वर्क्स आउट टू बी अ संडे और अ पब्लिक हॉलीडे, द बिल बिकम्स पेबल ऑन द प्रीवियस वर्किंग डे. इफ इट इज ड्यू फॉलिंग ड्यू ऑन संडे, देन इट शुड बी पेबल ऑन सैटरडे. बट इफ सैटरडे इज ऑल्सो नॉट अ वर्किंग डे, जहां पे 5 डे वीक है, देन इट बिकम्स पेबल ऑन फ्राइडे. It will not be payable on Monday, the next Monday. It has to be paid before. Kyunki yahan pe act takes care of the person who has to receive the money. They are not giving extra time. Already 3 din extra time diya gaya hai na, grace period. To aur aage period nahi denge. So, the act says very clearly, if the due date is falling on Sunday or a public holiday, it should be paid on the previous working day. You have to remember this, that बिकॉज दीज हॉलीडेज, पब्लिक हॉलीडे, संडे सब मैंशन किया गया है, दैट इज वाई द गवर्नमेंट ऑलवेज पब्लिशेज द लिस्ट ऑफ हॉलीडेज इन एडवांस. यूजली द लिस्ट ऑफ हॉलीडेज फॉर द नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर और नेक्स्ट कैलेंडर ईयर विल बी पब्लिश इन द मंथ ऑफ अक्टूबर और नवंबर. क्योंकि हमको ड्यू डेट कैलकुलेट करना है आगे के लिए, तो यूजली इन अक्टूबर इट्सेल्फ द लिस्ट ऑफ हॉलीडेज under the negotiable instrument act is published. State government holidays, central government holidays have nothing to do with this. The holidays as prescribed under negotiable instrument act, these are always published. Suddenly a holiday is declared because of some riots or unforeseen emergent circumstances, to bhi government specifically likhenge, this is a holiday under the negotiable instrument act. So that declaring of the holiday under the Negotiable Instrument Act is for this purpose, for the due date. Because so and so date is a holiday, please make the payment on the previous working day. Now let's see a few examples how to calculate the due date. See, while calculating the due date, only calendar months are reckoned. I told you we have to go by the calendar month. If the month in which the payment falls due has no corresponding day, the period shall be held to terminate on the last day of that month. This also we have seen. I am repeating it only for the purpose of clarity. Suppose a Negotiable Instrument Act was dated 30th January. It is payable 1 month after that date. So what is the maturity date? Maturity date will not be 30th February. There is no 30th tarikh February mein. So 28th February hua aur fir wahan se 3 din grace period. So bill is payable on 3rd of March. If 3rd of March is supposed to be a Sunday, I don't know, you can calculate, find out from the calendar. If that is a Sunday, then it becomes payable on the previous day. Suppose a Negotiable Instrument Act, instrument is dated 31st August. It is payable 3 months after date. 3 months after date. So 3 months after date means 31st August se hua 31st November. Par November mein 30 din hai. Isliye the due date is 30th November. To uske baad 3 din. So the bill is payable on 3rd December 2013. We have excluded the date of the instrument. Kyunki act mein likha hua hai. The date of the instrument you leave and then calculate. If the Negotiable Instrument is supposed dated 30th August and payable 3 months after date. Pehle example mein likha hai 31st August, date 3 months after date. So the due date is 3rd December. Another example, the instrument is dated 30th August, 3 months after date. Yaha pe bhi due date will be 3rd December 2013. Because the month of November has only 30 days. So the due date is 30th November plus 3 more days, that is 3rd December. So in both the examples, the due date was 3rd December. Although the date of the bill is, pehle isme 31st August, dusre isme 30 August. Phir bhi due date wahi hua. Now what is payment in due course? Maturity date you have calculated because on the maturity date payment can be demanded. Payment has to be made. Due date pata chal gaya, maturity date pata chal gaya, on that date you can go and demand payment. Now the person who has to pay, the drawee, he has to make the payment. Ab wo payment kab karega? Payment kaise karega? Or what should be treated as a proper payment? I go and ask for 5000 rupees from you and you give me only 2000 rupees. Is it a proper payment? I come and ask you for 5000 rupees today and you tell me you come after 3 days or come after 10 days, is that a proper payment? You give me after 10 days, but that is not the payment as per this instrument. It is not as per this instructions mentioned in this instrument. So what is a proper payment? So payment in due course. Payment in due course. Due course does not mean due course of time. Payment in due course means in the proper manner, in the proper procedure. So payment in due course, what is the proper payment? What is the payment which should be really done in the required manner? Payment in due course means payment as per the apparent tenor of the instrument. Tenor of the instrument means all the conditions mentioned, the amount mentioned, the date mentioned, the stipulations. So payment as per the apparent tenor of the instrument in good faith and without negligence. To a person who possesses the instrument under circumstances which do not give rise to any doubt that he is not entitled to receive that amount. Now see, in this definition, each and every word has a meaning and each and every word has a relevance. Is definition mein yadi ek bhi portion chhoot gaya ya miss hua ya uska fulfill nahi hua, then it will not be a payment in due course. Because every portion has relevance, every portion has meaning and everything has to be abided by in toto. In that case, it will be a payment in the proper way, proper manner. Otherwise, it is not a payment in due course. And you can treat it as though payment is not made at all, and you can file a suit against the drawee. Ki isne theek se payment nahi diya mujhe. Now, let us see one by one once again. Payment as per the apparent tenor of the instrument. Instrument mein likha hai, please pay to Mr. B. So, when I am going to make payment, I have to ensure that jo payment lene aaya hai, wo Mr. B hai. How do I ensure this? I have to ask for his identity proof. If it is not a bearer instrument, it is payable only to Mr. B, so I must ensure that Mr. B is the right person who has come and taken the money. I know my client. If I am a banker, I have my customer signature on record with me. पर जो पेई आया है, जिसको पैसे देने हैं, उसको तो मैं नहीं जानती हूँ. He can be any person. I don't know what his signature is. तो वो पीछे साइन भी करेगा, Mr. B करके. I will not know whether he is B who is signing as B or he is some XYZ who is signing as B. So I have to ask for identity proof. Or even if B has endorsed it to C, I have to ensure that it is C who has come to take the payment. तो मुझे सी का आइडेंटिटी प्रूफ लगेगा. बी ने एंडोर्स करके दे दिया सी को. सी हैज एंडोर्स्ड इट टू डी एंड डी कम्स फॉर पेमेंट. आई हैव टू एंश्योर दैट डी इज द राइट पर्सन, द ट्रू ओनर, एंड ही इज गोइंग टू आस्क फॉर पेमेंट. ही इज आस्किंग फॉर पेमेंट एंड ही हैज टू बी गिवन. तो ये सच में डी है या नहीं है, ये आई हैव टू एंश्योर. द इंस्ट्रूमेंट सेज पे ऑन द 10th ऑफ ऑगस्ट. I have to make payment on the 10th of August. It says please pay 5 lakh rupees. I have to make 5 lakh rupees payment. And it says pay to Mr. X. I have to pay to Mr. X. So this is the apparent tenor of the instrument. In good faith and without negligence. Now this is very, very important. I am making the payment to Mr. X, believing fully well that Mr. X is Mr. X. I have taken identity proof from him. उसने अपना office identity card दिखाया या उसने उसका PAN number दिखाया, PAN card दिखाया. PAN card में उसका नाम है, signature है and photo जो है वो उससे मिलता जुलता है. और I take a ration card और I take a driving license or a passport by which I can establish his identity and identify his signature. Some such act I have done and I believe now, yes, he is Mr. X. Based on these documents that I have collected, he is Mr. X. So, I believe. Vishwas paida hua mujh mein ki ye Mr. X hai. So, in good faith, now I make the payment to him. And without negligence. I am not failing in any of these requirements. I have established the identity. I have established the fact that he is holding the instrument. And he is Mr. X. I am giving the payment to him. Now suppose the instrument is payable to Mr. X. Mr. X ka identity card sab lekar aata hai. Par jo aaya hai, wo 10-12 saal ka ladka hai. Aur wo kehta hai, ye mere pitaji ka bill hai, pitaji ka check hai, aap paise mujhe de do. Now am I going to really pay, hand over rupees 5 lakhs to that small boy? 10-12 साल के बच्चे के हाथ में क्या मैं 5 लाख रुपया दे सकती हूँ? He brings all the document, documentary proof, evidence. He is the son of Mr. X. Mr. X is having so and so PAN card. This is his PAN number. Or he has got a driving license. ये address proof है, सब लेकर आता है. फिर भी 5 लाख यदि मैं बच्चे के हाथ में दे दूँ, तो am I acting without negligence? Is there not any negligence on my part? There is negligence. Another example, a check is payable to Mehta and Sons. पीछे में साइन किया है सम लेडी. वन लेडी हैज साइंड. द लेडी हैज साइंड एज मेहरुन्निसा अकबर एंड शी इज टेकिंग द पेमेंट. और सम मैन हैज कम टू टेक द पेमेंट. He is Mr. Akbar. Check is in favor of Mehta and Sons. पीछे पे सिग्नेचर है मेहरुनिसा अकबर और मिस्टर अकबर हैज कम टू टेक द पेमेंट. आई हैंड ओवर द पेमेंट टू द पर्सन हु हैज कम. इट इज अ बेरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट. ओके, सो मनी इज पेबल टू द बेरर. हु हैज कम? मिस्टर अकबर. मिस्टर अकबर इज द बेरर. ही हैज गॉट द इंस्ट्रूमेंट इन हिज हैंड्स और वो पैसे मांगता है. कैन आई मेक द पेमेंट टू मिस्टर अकबर? टेक्निकली यस, आई विल बी करेक्ट इन मेकिंग द पेमेंट टू मिस्टर अकबर बिकॉज मिस्टर अकबर इज द बेरर ऑफ द इंस्ट्रूमेंट. द चेक सेज प्लीज पे टू मेहता एंड सन्स और बेरर. बेरर इज मिस्टर अकबर. आई कैन मेक द पेमेंट टू मिस्टर अकबर. बट इज इट इन अकॉर्डेंस विद द अपेरेंट टेनर ऑफ द इंस्ट्रूमेंट विदाउट नेग्लिजेंस? चेक के ऊपर किसका नाम है? मेहता एंड सन्स. मनी हैज टू गो टू मेहता एंड सन्स. पीछे किसका सिग्नेचर है? मेहता एंड सन्स का कोई सिग्नेचर है? व्हाट इट सेज, मेक द पेमेंट एज पर द अपेरेंट टेनर इन गुड फेथ एंड विदाउट नेग्लिजेंस. तो यहां पे गुड फेथ है क्या? मेहता एंड सन्स का सिग्नेचर किधर है? ये मेहरुनिसा अकबर कौन है? बीच में इसका सिग्नेचर कैसे आ गया? और ये मिस्टर अकबर कौन है? इनका क्या कनेक्शन है मेहता एंड सन्स का? सो व्हेन द एंडोर्समेंट इज नॉट प्रॉपर, द एंडोर्समेंट ऑफ मेहता एंड सन इज नॉट अपियरिंग एट ऑल ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट, एम आई मेकिंग द पेमेंट करेक्टली? मिस्टर अकबर में शाउट, ही मे से आई विल गो टू द कोर्ट. चेक पे लिखा है पे टू बेरर और आप क्यों नहीं देते मुझे पैसे? आई कैनॉट पे टू मिस्टर अकबर बिकॉज द चेक सेज पे टू मेहता एंड सन्स और बेरर. तो ये और बेरर बाद में आता है, पहले क्या पोर्शन है? पे टू मेहता एंड सन्स. तो मेहता एंड सन्स शुड कम एंड से ओके गिव इट टू मिस्टर अकबर. तो मेहता एंड सन्स का तो एंडोर्समेंट चाहिए, वो एंडोर्समेंट ही नहीं है, मेहरुनिसा अकबर का एंडोर्समेंट है और अकबर आकर पैसे मांगता है. आई विल नॉट मेक द पेमेंट. इफ आई एम मेकिंग द पेमेंट, आई एम नॉट मेकिंग द पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स. आई एम नॉट मेकिंग अ प्रॉपर पेमेंट द वे इट शुड बी डन. सो देर इज नेग्लिजेंस ऑन माई पार्ट बिकॉज आई एम मेकिंग द पेमेंट विदाउट एंश्योरिंग द एंडोर्समेंट्स, करेक्टनेस ऑफ द एंडोर्समेंट्स. अंडर सर्कमस्टेंसेस विच डू नॉट गिव राइज टू एनी डाउट दैट ही इज नॉट एंटाइटल्ड टू रिसीव दैट अमाउंट. टू अ पर्सन हु पोजेसेस द इंस्ट्रूमेंट. अभी देखिए, यू आर गोइंग टू मेक द पेमेंट एज पर द अपेरेंट टेनर. ओके, अपेरेंट टेनर देख लिया, चेक ठीक ठाक है, इट इज नॉट आउटडेटेड, इट इज नॉट स्टेल, इट इज नॉट पोस्ट डेटेड, सिग्नेचर सही है, एवरीथिंग इज ओके. द पर्सन हु इज कमिंग टू आस्क द पेमेंट, ही इज होल्डिंग द इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड ही इज पोजेसिंग, ही इज कमिंग एंड शोइंग द इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड देन आस्किंग फॉर पेमेंट. अंडर सर्कमस्टेंसेस विच डू नॉट गिव राइज टू एनी डाउट दैट ही इज नॉट एंटाइटल्ड टू रिसीव दैट अमाउंट. चेक इज ड्रॉन इन फेवर ऑफ मिस्टर दीपक मेहता. अमाउंट इज रुपीज 3,42,000. द चेक इज गिवन टू यू फॉर पेमेंट. अ पर्सन हु हैज कम आस्किंग फॉर पेमेंट, ही सेज आई एम मिस्टर दीपक मेहता, ये मेरे पैन कार्ड का जेरोक्स कॉपी है, देख लेना, ये दिस इज माई पैन नंबर. ही गिव्स यू आइडेंटिटी प्रूफ. Looking at him, you get a doubt that he cannot be Mr. Mehta. He is not Mr. Deepak Mehta. Why? Because he looks totally different. He looks like a Keralite, or he looks like an Andhraite, or he looks like a Sardarji or an Assamese person. He does not look like Mr. Mehta. Now, in India, we have so many types of people from different communities. When you look at the person, you can find out from which region he belongs to. Ab Deepak Mehta can be a Punjabi or a Gujarati. Ab samne jo vyakti khada hai, yadi wo Malayali dikh raha hai aapko, to will you make the payment to him? Because it will give you a doubt. Man mein shak aana chahiye ki samne jo vyakti hai Deepak Mehta nahi ho sakta hai. So there are circumstances which do not give rise to a doubt. Then you are making the payment, you are entitled. Otherwise, you are not making a proper payment. अच्छा, ये मान लो दीपक मेहता ही लगता है, बट ही इज कम इन ऑल टॉर्न क्लोथ्स, ही इज लुकिंग लाइक अ बेगर. ही इज हैविंग अ सस्पिशियस लुक इन हिज आईज, इधर उधर देखता है. ही इज नॉट मीटिंग यू आई टू आई, आई कॉन्टैक्ट ही नहीं करता है, सिर्फ पैसे चाहिए हो, जल्दी कर रहा है, जल्दी दो पैसा, जल्दी दो पैसा. यू आर गेटिंग अ डाउट कि ये चोरी का चेक तो नहीं है, इसने चोरी किया होगा. एंड ही इज नॉट द ट्रू ओनर, ही इज नॉट मिस्टर दीपक मेहता. तो ये जब मन में डाउट आता है, यू विल नॉट मेक पेमेंट टू हिम. सो दिस इज नॉट अ पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स इफ यू हैव इवन लिटिल बिट ऑफ डाउट एंड यू आर गोइंग टू मेक पेमेंट टू समबडी हु इज नॉट एंटाइटल्ड टू दैट अमाउंट. Somebody who is looking like a beggar and comes and asks you for payment of 3 lakhs rupees, aapke man mein zarur doubt aana chahiye. So you are not acting in good faith, you are not acting without negligence, you are not acting under circumstances which do not give rise to any doubt that he is not entitled to receive that amount. Jab man mein doubt aata hai, you will not make the payment. If you have any bit of doubt about the identity of the person, if you have any doubt about the instrument itself, that it is not okay, you will not make the payment. I told you once before that there was a check in which the check was crossed, account payee, and it was drawn by one Janta Electric Company proprietor. Baad mein upar mein check ke upar, upar ke portion mein likha hai account payee crossing cancelled, please pay cash. And Janta Electric Company proprietor has signed. But वो जो रबर स्टैम्प था ऊपर में जो जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी का रबर स्टैम्प और नीचे में जो जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी का रबर स्टैम्प है, दोनों में फर्क है, क्योंकि ये रबर स्टैम्प बड़ा है, नीचे का रबर स्टैम्प छोटा है. तो जब ये फर्क देखा गया तो यू कम टू नो दैट अरे ये रबर स्टैम्प ही गलत है, ये रबर स्टैम्प इटसेल्फ इज अ फेक रबर स्टैम्प और जो सिग्नेचर है इट्स अ फोर्स्ड सिग्नेचर, दैट सिग्नेचर इज नॉट द सिग्नेचर ऑफ द real proprietor. So it is not as per the apparent tenor of the instrument. So aise jab doubts aate hain, the signature is forged or the signature is altered, the check is not drawn properly, the person who is demanding payment is suspicious, the person who has come to collect the money is not a person who should really receive that amount, ye sab doubt jab aata hai, if you are making payment, then you are not making payment in due course. What are you doing? You are making a payment which is improper, which is not correct. Jisko paisa dena chahiye, the true owner will not be getting the money, somebody else is getting the money, and you become party to it, then you are also at fault. So the true owner will file a case against you also if you are going to make such a payment. Isliye payment in due course will be correct only if all these conditions in toto are fulfilled. Yadi isme se ek bhi missing hai, to payment in due course will not be a proper payment. So let me say once again, payment in due course means payment as per the apparent tenor of the instrument, the correctness of the instrument, the correct instructions being followed in good faith without negligence to a person who possesses the instrument. Jiske haath mein instrument hai usi ko denge under circumstances which do not give rise to any doubt that he is not entitled to receive that amount. Many of the cases filed in the court, suits filed in the court, are on the strength of this payment. The party will say you made the payment to a wrong person, you made the payment in spite of there are being many corrections on the check and the corrections are not signed by the maker of the check. Alterations, material alterations have not been countersigned. Phir bhi aapne payment kar diya, there was negligence on your part. And the bank is taken to task, or the bill of exchange, the payee, the drawee, they are all taken to task. So payment karte samay bahut bahut carefully karna chahiye that you are not violating any of these stipulations. Ek bhi galat step liya to इट विल नॉट बी अ पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स. बट देन इसका ये मतलब नहीं हुआ कि आप पेमेंट ही नहीं करेंगे. अरे बाप रे, इतना झंझट कौन फॉलो करेगा. इफ आई मेक अ रॉन्ग पेमेंट दे विल फाइल अ सूट अगेंस्ट मी एंड दे विल टेक मी टू द कोर्ट. बट देखो, यदि आप पेमेंट नहीं करोगे, चेक इज फुल्ली इन ऑर्डर एंड द पर्सन हुज क्लेमिंग द पेमेंट इज ऑल्सो अ करेक्ट पर्सन एंड स्टिल इफ यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू मेक द पेमेंट ओनली बिकॉज यू वॉन्ट टू बी एक्स्ट्रा कॉशियस, ओवर कॉशियस, तो उसके लिए भी वो आपके अगेंस्ट सूट फाइल करेगा. बिकॉज यू आर रिफ्यूजिंग द पेमेंट, दैट इज अगेन वायलेटिंग द टर्म्स. एज अ ड्रॉई यू हैव टू मेक पेमेंट ऑन द ड्यू डेट. यू हैव टू मेक पेमेंट एज पर द अपेरेंट टेनर. यू हैव टू मेक पेमेंट टू द ट्रू ओनर. सो वेन यू आर नॉट मेकिंग द पेमेंट एज पर द अपेरेंट टेनर, यू विल बी हेल्ड लायबल फॉर नॉन पेमेंट, फॉर डिसऑनरिंग द इंस्ट्रूमेंट, विच इज अगेन अ रॉन्ग एक्ट. तो द ड्रॉई इज एक्चुअली वॉकिंग ऑन अ टाइट रोप. इस तरफ भी गिरेगा या उस तरफ भी गिर सकता है. तो यू हैव टू वॉक स्ट्रेट ऑन द टाइट रोप विदाउट फॉलिंग डाउन दिस साइड और दैट साइड. तो आपको पेमेंट तो करना है, बट पेमेंट हैज टू बी इन ड्यू कोर्स. पेमेंट करना है सही व्यक्ति को. पेमेंट रिफ्यूज नहीं करेंगे, रिफ्यूज करेंगे तो इस साइड गिरेंगे. तो यू हैव टू बी वेरी वेरी कॉशियस इन मेकिंग द पेमेंट. सो दिस सेक्शन 10 टेक्स केयर ऑफ पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स. इट विल गिव प्रोटेक्शन टू द ड्रॉई और द बैंकर ओनली वेन द पेमेंट इज मेड प्रॉपरली टू द राइट पर्सन विद द conditions fulfilled. Payment has to be on or after maturity. You cannot make the payment before maturity, before the due date, because the person who has made the instrument can countermand the instruction anytime. Up to the due date, he has got the authority to withdraw his instructions. If it is a check, he will give stop payment instructions. The stop payment instruction cannot be violated. So up to the date of maturity, you can make the payment. After the maturity date, you will not make payment. यदि stale हो गया तो आप payment नहीं कर सकते हैं. And payment has to be in cash only. You are not going to make payment in kind or in service. कि ठीक है, मेरे पास पैसे नहीं है, मैं आपके बच्चे को 4 महीने के लिए ट्यूशन पढ़ा देती हूँ. You forget this cash. ये allowed नहीं है. Payment has to be in cash only. Payment has to be made to the person having the possession of the instrument. Now here, possession does not mean simply having physical possession. That person should be a holder of the instrument. And holder ka jo meaning hai, that is as per the act. The holder is a person who is lawfully entitled to hold the instrument. He has to get the payment which he is entitled to as per the transaction which he has had with the drawer. Suppose, see, the instrument is payable to Mr. X or order. Mr. X ne koi endorsement hi nahi kiya hai. There is no endorsement by him on the instrument. Somebody has got this instrument in his hand aur wo aakar paise mangta hai. Somebody holding that instrument demands payment. And if you make payment, you are not making a payment in due course. Jaise maine aapko kaha, a check is drawn in favor of Mehta and Sons. And Mr. Akbar is coming and asking for payment. Mehta and Sons ka piche koi endorsement hi nahi hai. Aur aapne Mr. Akbar ko de diya paisa because it's a bearer instrument. You are not going to do a correct job. You are not making a payment in due course. What you are doing is giving a wrong payment. Even if it is a bearer instrument or an order instrument. Because Mr. X ka endorsement nahi hai, aap payment nahi karoge kisi anjaan vyakti ko. If the instrument is payable to bearer or there is endorsement in blank, then the payment can be made to any person holding that instrument. This will be a payment in due course. Hai piche signature hai, Mr. X ka signature hai, and somebody is coming and asking for the payment. It is a bearer instrument. Piche hai some third party signee. You will be making payment in due course. Check is payable to Mehta and Sons. पीछे में फॉर्म का सिग्नेचर नहीं है, एंडोर्समेंट नहीं है, बट चेक इज पेबल ओनली टू मिस्टर मेहता एंड सम एक्स इज साइनिंग ऑन द बैक एंड आस्किंग फॉर पेमेंट. इट इज अ बेरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट. ओके, यू कैन मेक द पेमेंट टू द बेरर. बट इफ द चेक इज पेबल to the order of Mr. Mehta, then you have to have Mr. Mehta's signature at the back. Then only you can make payment to somebody else. Payment should be in good faith. This is very important again. You believe fully well ki jo paise maangne aaya hai, wo sahi vyakti hai aur usi ko paise milne hain. This means that there should be no negligence on the part of the payer while making the payment to have any doubt as to the recipient's position. कि सामने जो व्यक्ति आया है वो ये पैसे लेने के लायक है और ये पैसे उसको मिलना भी चाहिए. जैसे मैंने कहा, इफ़ द पर्सन हु हैज़ कम टू आस्क फॉर द पेमेंट लुक्स लाइक अ बेगर, यू विल नॉट मेक द पेमेंट. इफ़ द पर्सन लुक्स लाइक अ फॉरेनर एंड द नेम ऑफ द पेई ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज एन इंडियन नेम, यू विल नॉट मेक पेमेंट टू दैट फॉरेनर. सो ऑल दीज थिंग्स हैव टू बी टेकन केयर ऑफ एंड देन इफ द पेमेंट इज डन देन इट इज़ अ पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स. Now, payment of interest. Suppose the bill of exchange or a promissory note mentions that pay rupees 5 lakhs together with interest from 1st October to 30th November. So, ye pure 2 mahine ka interest bhi calculate karke 5 lakh ke saath over and above 5 lakhs you are going to make payment of interest also. Now, suppose the instrument does not mention the rate of interest. The bill of exchange does not mention any rate of interest. Sirf likha hai together with interest. Then you will treat the rate of interest as 18%. The law says that take the principal amount, calculate interest on it at 18% and make the payment. If the maker of the instrument writes the rate of interest, please pay interest at the rate of 2% per month. So you are going to calculate interest at 24% and pay along with the principal. So what it says, if a rate is specified on the instrument for payment of interest, it should be calculated on the principal amount mentioned in the instrument till the date of actual payment. So pure payment hote tak, till that date aap interest calculate karke fir payment karenge. If no rate is specified, then interest should be calculated at 18%. If an endorsed instrument is dishonored, the liability of the endorser to pay interest begins from the date he receives the notice of dishonor. Normally, yahan upar mein kya likha hai? Interest is to be calculated from the date of the instrument to the date of payment. But in the case of endorsement, where the instrument is dishonored and there is endorsement appearing, then you will calculate the interest from the date of endorsement, not from the date of the instrument. So the liability of the endorser to pay the interest begins from the date he receives the notice of dishonor. Liability of the drawee is from the date of instrument. So drawee is liable to the amount of 5 lakhs, the principal amount, plus interest from the date of instrument to the date of payment. Endorser is endorsed it. See, the instrument is dated 1st October and due date is 30th November. So, drawee has to pay interest from 1st October to 30th November, or if bill is being paid on 5th of December, then from 1st October to 5th of December. But endorser, jisne endorse kiya, Mr. C has endorsed, he is endorsing the bill on 16th of October and payment is coming on 5th of December. So, he is liable to that 5 lakhs principal plus interest from 16th October to 5th December, not from 1st October, the date. Drawee, yes, drawee and drawer from 1st October to 30th November plus 5 more days, that is 5th of December. But for the endorser, it is the date of endorsement. Now, endorser number 1 has endorsed on 16th October, endorser number 2 has endorsed it on 21st October. So, ye alag alag endorsers ke liye अलग अलग इंटरेस्ट अमाउंट विल बी द अमाउंट पेएबल. सो इट विल बी फ्रॉम द डेट ऑफ एंडोर्समेंट. सो इट कम्स फ्रॉम द डेट ही रिसीव्स द नोटिस ऑफ डिसऑनर. नाउ दिस इज ऑल अबाउट पेमेंट ऑफ द इंस्ट्रूमेंट, द कैलकुलेशन ऑफ द मैच्योरिटी डेट, पेमेंट एंड हाउ पेमेंट शुड बी रियली डन सो दैट यू गेट प्रोटेक्शन अंडर द एक्ट. थैंक यू फ्रेंड्स.